Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly is seeking applications from qualified voters in Assembly District 5 who are interested in being appointed to the Assembly seat vacated by Bill Elam, who was elected to the Alaska House of Representatives in the November general election. Those eligible for appointment must have resided within District 5 for 1 year. The term for appointment expires in October 2025. Now Representative Elam, who resigned his assembly seat last Tuesday, is headed for Juneau to take part in his freshman legislature. Elam said he's excited about the upcoming session.
I'm feeling good about it. I head out on Monday. I'll be flying down to Juneau, and I'm excited for the opportunities that we have for our state, and hopefully we can work together, kind of trying to put some plans together for how I'm going to be able to operate from a minority perspective. But I think we have a lot of shared needs across the state, and I think we'll be able to work together.
Elam said he feels prepared for his first legislative session due in large part to his time on the Borough Assembly.
It was a great experience, and I believe that it has really given me the skills needed and education to know about what we've got going on here on the community and the priorities for the Kenai Peninsula, not just District 5, but really the greater portion of it. There were so many people who, along the way, shared so much of their passion and their care for our community. It was humbling.
Applications for the District 5 appointment must be submitted no later than 4:30 on Friday afternoon, January 31st. The Assembly will appoint Elam's successor at the regular meeting on February 4th. The successful applicant will be sworn in at the meeting and will immediately assume office. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says this winter they're seeing a decrease in grumpy moose on the Kenai Peninsula. With more, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Reports of aggravated moose have decreased significantly this winter, according to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. A wildlife biologist for the ADFG, Jacob Pelham, says that in the past they have received many calls of grumpy moose in Alaskans' yards and driveways as the moose were looking for easy access to food.
We have not had those calls come in. I think I can count maybe 4 or 5 calls that we've had come in with people with the grumpy moose. And otherwise, you know, they're fat and happy.
However, because of the lack of snow, the moose have been able to dig down and retrieve various vegetation. Moose will eat for as long as they can, Pelham says. It could be 100 pounds a day if they really spend their time getting after it, but that will definitely be on the high end. If they need a lot of food, they can really put it back. The moose are also energetic because they are getting proper nutrition. Many of the moose are no longer relying on roadways to access their food, but because of the minimal snow accumulation, they are able to dig under spruce trees. They are also eating gold ticket food items such as buds off of fallen birch trees. The moose population is doing well, Pelham says. Calf mortalities are low and moose are doing better near Mystery Hills in the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. With bears being one of the moose's predators, Pelham mentions that there is a good balance and a compensatory predation. Despite the increase in reports, Pelham wants to warn people that they should never approach any kind of wildlife. Have an escape route, make noise, and keep your distance for the best chance of success. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Two health-related bills that faced unusual deaths in last year's session of the Alaska Legislature have been resurrected as new bills for lawmakers to consider this session. A list of bills filed before the start of the session as of Friday includes a measure sponsored by Representative Andrew Gray of Anchorage, who seeks to require warning signs at bars, liquor stores, and other beverage-selling establishments about the link between alcohol consumption and cancer. Under the measure, House Bill 37, the signs would be updated of health warnings already required as such establishments, with more simplified visuals. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.